India's court backlog stretches back for decades, but it won't stop a ministry team. A stormy visit from Isaac causes huge problems for Haiti, and God's answering prayer in a surprising way for an outreach in Ecuador. There's more about this story and others on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. India's court backlog is 20 million cases. That's not such great news for two Children's Bible Club trainers. They're facing criminal charges of coercion stemming back from 2009. Dave Stravers is with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India. He notes,
there's no basis for the charge. They were actually sound asleep in the middle of the night. It's during a training session. There weren't even any non-Christians involved, so how could they be converting anyone?
The most recent court date was postponed again to September 21st. 3 years of delay start to add up. It's a weak case that'll likely be thrown out if it ever gets to trial. Still, that hasn't stopped the pair.
Since this case happened, they've all trained many dozens of leaders, and we've had lots of Bible clubs in this area. Karnataka is one of our big states of ministry.
What's the source of their indomitable will?
God is working, and this is why the persecution is happening, because the general population is so open to the gospel, and the Lord Jesus is doing his work in a really powerful way in India today.
Meanwhile, last week we mentioned a tie-up in Turkey over religious freedom. ION Network's Rhody Rodehaver says this issue might shift Turkey
either towards a more European, Western country, or into that closed Islamic country like their neighbor, Iran.
Parties writing the new constitution fight over two proposals. One favors Islam. The other favors protection for all beliefs.
There is great danger here, and of course, in the midst of this is the Christian.
Many Turks want their country to join the European Union, a desire that's recently given more freedom to believers.
And if this changes, they will lose a lot of ground, and it could become very dangerous for them.
As the government continues to drag its feet toward change, there's a desperate need for prayer.
Pray for Christians in Turkey, and to pray that this decision will be made in a way that would help the church.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Tropical Storm Isaac took a swipe at Haiti and the Dominican Republic over the weekend. The main concerns for the residents of Hispaniola were flash flooding and landslides. 400,000 people are still in tent cities in Haiti following the 2010 quake. The Dominican Republic has few reserves to deal with emergencies. Food for the Hungry is working in 29 communities in both Haiti and the Dominican Republic. The ministry brings critical physical assistance and Christ's love to disaster survivors. Next, church leaders met for Life International's first Global Leaders Life Summit. The purpose of this conference? Jim Snyder with Reach Global, the international arm of the Evangelical Free Church Mission, says,
ultimately, we're addressing the issues of life, which are fundamental to how we view Scripture.
Leaders discussed nations that didn't view life as valuable. Snyder says Africans are reluctant to change their negative views on abortion and the disabled.
That reluctancy is normally based on the reality that life is cheap. It is the difference between an African worldview and a biblical worldview.
Leaders commit to include life's value in every area of ministry. When churches address sanctity of life issues, Kurt Dillinger with Life International says the gospel will be key.
They must go together. In fact, that's how God designed it. It is a Jesus ministry.
And an operation mobilization team in Ecuador is starting to see results, but not the ones they expected. The team has been ministering for several years to the isolated residents of Santé Island. Up till now, there's been little response, and most of that by women. That all changed 2 weeks ago. Three men came to the services, and by the end, all three gave their lives to Christ. The team is celebrating the breakthrough because discipleship is next. Pray with them, will you? Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. All this month, Mission Network News is offering the book Reformation in Foreign Missions by Bob Finley with Christian Aid Mission. He maintains that missionaries from industrialized countries can be counterproductive, and their approach needs to be reformed. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the ad link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.